DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
Ensuring that Jamaicans have access to quality education at all levels falls under the government's strategic objective of fostering sustained human capital development. In his recent sectoral address to Parliament, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites outlined several measures that will be taken to boost the quality of education at all levels during the 2014-2015 financial year. We explore some of these on today's program. For several years now, the Ministry of Education has placed considerable focus on fortifying the early childhood level to ensure that our nation's students enter the formal education system equipped to do their best. This trend will continue throughout 2014 as the ministry rolls out several initiatives geared at boosting teacher quality and increasing school space. 200 small underperforming basic schools are to be incorporated into the infant departments of primary schools to increase the level of technical support to these institutions. And under a new model of grant-aided assistance, the ministry will begin assisting high-performing privately run early childhood institutions to meet their expenses and keep their doors open. And to make teaching posts in the early childhood level more attractive to school leavers, the ministry has increased the monthly subsidy for teachers at this level.
All we know indicate that the dollar investment in early childhood gives you a 17-fold return. Invest $1 in early childhood, and by the end of that cycle, you're going to be able to earn in productivity, in human achievement, $17. I don't think there's any better non-Ponzi investment.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. At the primary level, keen emphasis will be placed on improving national literacy and numeracy. Though the country is on track to achieve the 2015 literacy targets, the ministry has no plans to become complacent.
The National Literacy Team, with assistance from the United States Agency for International Development, is providing direct support to 450 primary schools across the island through the deployment of 90 reading coaches at grades 1 to 3. 12 other literacy specialists have also been assigned to 48 secondary schools to provide support in the teaching of English language at grades 7 to 9.
Well aware that there is room for improvement in mathematics, $390 million has been budgeted to expand the mathematics intensification program. 146 mathematics coaches are also to be deployed to primary and secondary schools. At the secondary level, the emphasis is on workplace preparation, especially in the fields related to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This year, the ministry will double the training for more than 250 teachers who can guide new students to Caribbean Vocational Qualification CVQ and National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica NVQJ examinations. The ministry's goal is to have every student graduating high school with at least one marketable skill by 2017.
We are on track to fully integrate STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, in the education system in a formal way. Technical schools and other selected schools will be among the first this year to begin this integration. STEM subjects to be used as a pillar in the development of the new curriculum from grades 1 to grades 9.
Many secondary students, especially those on the program of advancement through health and education path, are hampered by an inability to pay auxiliary fees. To this end, the ministry has pledged to contribute $3,000 towards the auxiliary fees of each student on PATH. And to help the students sustain themselves while at school, the ministry has instituted a program for children to pay half price for lunches where their parents indicate financial difficulties. Consolidating the education sector is a key component of the national vision of making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2030. And with all stakeholders playing their part and citizens working together, Jamaica can realize this goal.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.